37.
You know, I have a heated snow brush, an electronic heated snow brush. I don't know if this technology ever started at the CES, but let's find out what's new there in Las Vegas with all the gadgets on the floor. There is our favorite tech expert, Andrea Smith. Good morning, Andrea. How are you today?
Good morning. I am doing great today.
So what are some of the things that are catching your eye that you're excited to tell us about this morning?
Oh, you know, I've seen some of those gorgeous, huge, very thin, bright TVs, tons of smart home innovations, lots of cool new tech. But I have to tell you, what gets me is that companies are understanding that consumers are feeling the pinch of inflation. Samsung introduced the Galaxy A14 5G smartphone, which has high-end phone specs at a low price. So get this, it is $199, which is amazing for a smartphone with a large 6.6-inch screen, triple-lens rear camera, all-day battery, 13-megapixel front camera. So I really love that we're seeing some crazy things, and then we're seeing some really down-to-earth, great consumer products with good pricing.
Well, you always get that. You get the ones that are out there for us and then the ones that are just on the precipice of being released or, you know, what's new or the future, right?
Exactly, exactly. And then in a few years, those new expensive things will come down a little bit.
Wow, that is great. What else is out there that's happening today?
Well, you know, I'm all about the smart home, and for a lot of people, it's very difficult to figure out. And so there's some exciting innovations going on that's going to make it easier for consumers. First, SkyX Platforms introduced something called SkyPlug. It's a smart lighting base that will transform any light fixture or ceiling fan into a smart fixture. Installation's simple, it's plug and play, and it's safe. You never have to touch any wires. And it supports voice control. You can control the color and brightness or speed in the SkyHome app. So that's something to look out for. And then looking ahead, smart homes are going to get a whole lot smarter thanks to a new standard called Matter. Now, not a lot of people are talking about this yet, but it's super important because it's going to make it easier for consumers, for you and I, to add smart home devices without worrying about compatibility, without having to go back to the store and say, this doesn't work with my ecosystem or my smartphone or my voice assistant. So it's already rolling out to smart home devices through software updates. We're seeing lots of companies here at the show. Amazon, Apple, Google, Samsung SmartThings are all going to be coming out with their products that will be Matter compatible. And there'll be a logo on the packaging, so you'll be able to know you're going to buy it, you're going to get it home, and it's just going to work.
Good to see the tech companies getting along with each other, right? That's what we want to see.
Exactly.
What are some of the other trends that are possible for us this year to see?
Okay, so every year I say, oh my God, you know, all these fun trends but no flying cars. And this year, guess what? We have a flying car. So Aska is the world's first electric vertical takeoff and landing vehicle. It drives like a car, and then it takes off vertically to fly you safely to your destination. And then it stows its wings to go back to driving mode and becomes about the size of a big SUV. And I am so excited. I mean, for a commuter like me in New York City to fly above the traffic or think about how great this is going to be for moving first responders around in a congested area in an emergency. So very cool. They're expecting a ride-sharing service as early as 2026 with pricing per mile similar to Uber. So keep a lookout for flying cars near you.
Well, yeah, look, keep looking up for them. Are they demonstrating this anywhere, or what's the way that you're visualizing this, that it's happening?
So they have a prototype, they have video, and they have some early models. So again, remember, today is day one, so we're just starting to get a look at all of this stuff. But it's coming.
How do you keep track of everything there? Just keep walking and make sure your Fitbit's ready to go to see how many steps?
Oh, my God. Do you want to know how many steps I did yesterday? This place gets bigger and bigger. So, you know, I try to see the new things. I try to walk and talk, and I've spent 2 days here already in meetings having kind of like, you know, pre-briefs so that I can tell you guys what's going on and what are the trends. But I got a couple more days walking ahead of me, so.
Well, you can use your smartphone to figure out your directions inside that big place for sure, right?
You know, that's what I do now.
Where are we at? Where's that big thing? Or like anything, if you see somebody else with something, you think, where did you get that? Where did you see that? What's that brand name?
Take me there.
Right. Then you need to get a pronunciation guide to figure out how to pronounce all this new technology, right? That's the other part of it. Well, that's great. We appreciate it. If you want to find out more about some of the things you've talked about today, Andrea, where's a good place to get that started?
Head over to d6news.com/CESDayOne.